When you think of globalization and the changes wrought by technology, you probably don't think about worms, big, slimy sea worms. These creatures are excellent fishing bait and sell for top dollar at bait shops along the East Coast. There are about 1,000 licensed worm diggers in Maine who wade thigh-deep into coastal mud to gather them. But now a worm aquaculture entrepreneur is setting up a worm farm with some help from the state. And longtime diggers are afraid this newcomer could cost them their livelihood. NPR's Chris Arnold has the story.
Out on a mud flat in down east Maine, 49-year-old Danny Brooks is bent over digging for worms. He says he's been digging since his dad first taught him how when he was 5 years old.
Yep, since I was just a little fella.
Brooks has dug so-called sandworms and bloodworms over the years. He turns the mud over with a worm rake that looks like a pitchfork with a short bent handle. He then plucks the worms out of the mud and throws them in a pail. He holds up a dark red and green sandworm, which has hundreds of wriggling legs and black pincer-like teeth.
Oh, that's a big sandworm.
Yeah, nice sand. Yeah, nice marketable worm.
How long is that, like a foot long stretch?
Yeah, he's relaxed, about a foot relaxed. He'll stretch out to a foot and a half. Yeah.
They will bite though, huh?
They've got a nice bite to them. If they get you in between the fingers, that tender skin, they fester you right up.
Still, Brooks says he wouldn't want to do anything else. He doesn't have a boss, so he works when he wants to. He points out a bald eagle in the distance, hurtling down towards the water.
It's awful peaceful down here. I made a living doing this for 40-odd years, and I raised four kids doing it, and I enjoy it. You know, if I didn't enjoy it, I wouldn't be here. I decided to go get a real job, you know.
But hundreds of worm diggers are worried that this way of life is being threatened. Back on land, workers are constructing an aquaculture facility in a warehouse for a company named Seabait. They're building tall stacks of wooden troughs that are 125 feet long on top of a gravel floor. The troughs will be used to grow worms, lots of worms.
These will contain sand, water, and worms, and this should allow us to provide sort of ideal conditions for the worms to perform best.
Peter Cowan is Seabait's founder. He's received a $500,000 loan from a state program to foster promising technologies such as aquaculture in hopes of attracting new industries with good-paying jobs.
Over the course of a year, we would hope that this facility of this volume could produce something in the order of between 10 and 20 tons of worms. That would be in the order of something between 100 and 200,000 worms to the ton. Ultimately, we would be looking for considerably higher production than that.
Cowan knows what he's doing. Back 17 years ago in England, he was working on a PhD in worm biology, and he got the idea of commercially growing worms. He founded Seabait in the UK, where he now sells sandworms to bait shops as well as fish and shrimp farms around the world, which use the worms as feed.
Currently, we see a huge opportunity around the world for exporting to these aquaculture feeds markets.
Cowan says worldwide demand for worms is rapidly outpacing the supply in the wild, so it just makes sense to farm worms before the natural resource is dangerously depleted. State officials in Maine say there are signs that that's starting to happen, with some diggers reporting a drop-off in the number of worms. That's why some hope it's a good thing that Seabait's coming in. State Senator Dennis Damon chairs Maine's Marine Resources Committee.
We need to save the fishermen, but we also won't have any fishermen if we don't have any resource, so we need to protect the resource as well. And this might be that protection.
Damon and others think Maine's worm diggers could learn from Cowan if they work together. Maybe Seabait's technology could be used to seed worm beds in the wild. Still, the worm diggers along the coast can't believe the state is helping Seabait to expand into the U.S.
It's the talk of the town, in the restaurants, any place that anyone gathers. create 50 jobs and take away 500. It doesn't make sense.
At the Musabek Bait Company, a worm dealership on Beals Island in Maine, 52-year-old Alan Alley has just finished counting up his catch of sandworms and packing them in boxes with seaweed. The 20 or so diggers here say they each can make $1,000 in a good week. This one bait dealership did $500,000 in sales last year. So Alley thinks the worm farm could hurt his whole community, where a lot of people struggle to make ends meet.
My father dug, I've dug, my sons dig. It's a way of life down here, and has been. And it employs a lot of people, not only the diggers, but the workers that help pack the worms, the weed pickers that bring the weed in, box makers. If this guy gets online and undercuts price, sells to the same bait dealers that these people do, we're going to be out of a job. He'll put us under. That'll be it.
If people here start losing their livelihoods, things could get ugly. Some think diggers might lash out against sea bait. Peter Cowan insists that he's not going to hurt the local industry. He says he'll find new areas to sell to and help create a bigger market for everybody. He says just look at sea bait's track record in the UK.
We've been operating in Britain for 17 years and, to our knowledge, have never put a worm digger out of business. Together we can fill a range of products and product opportunities in the marketplace.
But we reached one worm digger in the town of Larne in Northern Ireland who says sea bait has made life harder. 49-year-old Tommy Shaw says these days, when he brings in a lot of worms, the bait shops don't buy as many. He says that's because they know they can always get worms from sea bait if they run out.
Yeah, certainly it's more difficult to compete. The farm has an ongoing conveyor belt, whereas I would have to compete in tidal conditions and changing weather, etc. If I could move all the product that I could dig, I could probably still make an acceptably good living rather than a level of occupation which keeps me above the breadline, but no more.
Shaw is quick to add that his business has been hurt just as much by the severe depletion of the worm beds in his area. Most days there just aren't as many worms. Some worm diggers in Maine now acknowledge that protecting or perhaps reseeding their mudflats may be just as big an issue as the worm farm. A newly formed Maine Worm Dealer Association is setting up a meeting with sea bait and state officials to talk about that. State Senator Damon plans to be there, but he says he's also committed to protecting the diggers' way of life from being displaced by worm aquaculture. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
For more information and pictures of the worms and worm diggers, go to our website at npr.org.